Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Volter dictating an endoscopy report on Kim Mitchell, date of birth 5/9/1958, date of procedure February 16, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Volter. Do you have a referring physician is Dr. Regina Quillen. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy. Indication is FOBT positive stools and anemia. Description of procedure is informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of missing lesion, system, and then to all explain to the patient, pray the patient is brought to the nostril suite, place in left lateral position, stage for anesthesia, resume monitor, anesthesia care, period, over loop with your lymph video, gas, scope is introduced into the esophagus and advance in direction to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination is made at the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, center to junction, esophagus, period, a retroflex is obtained at the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach floor, draw the scope, period, the patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period, digital rectal exam was normal, period, a well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complements of folds, period, careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, segment colon, rectum, period, retroflex is obtained at the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was poor to suboptimal, period, with a blast of prep score of 5 to 6, comma, 1 to 2, dash 2, dash 2, comma, period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal endoscopic has appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line is regular at 38 centimeters in the pipe block. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body of histology. Next line, the duodenum to... The duodenal bulb was erythematous, comma, the duodenal sweep was erythematous as well as edematous, period, and the D2 portion of the duodenum appeared pale in appearance with some erythema. Period biopsies were obtained in the duodenal bulb, comma, and biopsies were obtained in the duodenal bulb and sweep in one jar for histology and in D2 separately. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, Boston bowel prep score was grade as 5 to 6, comma, 1 to 2, dash 2, dash 2, grade as a suboptimal to poor prep. Next line, the colon was tortuous and required a significant amount of counter pressure to reach the cecum. Next line, there was evidence of a diminutive hepatic flexure. Polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 10 millimeter sessile transverse colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon. The sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there's grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, if patient, since patient is FOBT positive and is anemic, would recommend pill cam evaluation as an once the patient follows up in the office. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, given tortuous, spastic, and looping colon requiring a good amount of counter pressure and poor to suboptimal prep. Period. Please go back to the findings in the colonoscopy portion and note that no large masses were noted. However, smaller to medium-sized polyps as well as flat lesions could have been missed on this exam. And please go back to the plan. Next line should say follow-up in office as previously scheduled. And after that, please note, would recommend increasing water and fiber in the diet as well as fiber supplementation as needed. Thank you.